Usher. Then, the quantum leap from mind to no mind. Talks given at the Osho Commune International, Pune, India. Discourse number 14.
Beloved Bhagwan, a non-Buddhist presented Hogan with a screen that had a picture painted on it. When he had finished looking at it, Hogan said, "Did you paint this with your hand or your mind?" The artist answered, "With my mind." Hogan said, "What is this mind of yours?" The artist had no answer.
Before I discuss the Zen approach, I have to say a few things to my sannyasin. Here or anywhere else in the world. Write to the Nobel Prize Committee that this old god, Shankaracharya Puri, needs a Nobel Prize and be quick, otherwise he will commit suicide. But it does not matter even if the Nobel Prize is given posthumously. I have talked about Shankaracharya continuously insisting that Sati Pratha should be legalized, incorporated in the Constitution of India. Now he has come with a great original idea. For this original idea, he deserves a Nobel Prize. In Hyderabad, there are no rains this year. He has said that if a woman commits sati, harakiri, rains would come. In the whole history of Hinduism, there is not a single scripture describing any connection between a woman committing suicide, burning alive, and the rains coming. For what? To quench the fire of the funeral? But it is strange that in a country who is now bulging with population of almost 1 billion, nobody opposes such stupid ideas. It seems nobody is concerned what happens to man and his future. These priests have exploited man for the centuries, destroyed their dignity. They have been the greatest slave makers. Half of the society consists of women, and they have taken all freedom, even the freedom to breathe. They want women to commit suicide. This person should be immediately imprisoned. He has to prove it. On what grounds, on what causality, a woman burning alive can bring clouds? And as I have said, he should commit himself and prove it. That would be more manly and more courageous. Secondly, just like women in this country, a great number of people have suffered for centuries. They have been called untouchables. Even their shadow is touched by you. You will have to take a bath. Such insult, such humiliation, a new temple is raised where Harijans, the untouchables, whom Gandhi gave the name Harijan, guardsmen, clever politics, cunning diplomacy, if these are guardsmen, then who are everybody else? And these guardsmen have been suffering for centuries. They cannot read any Hindu scriptures. They cannot enter into any Hindu temple. And because Harijans are trying to enter this temple, suddenly all the Hindu chauvinists who would not have dared to say anything against Shankaracharya are now demanding that he should retire from his post, because he is preventing the Harijanas to enter into the temple. man's history is full of strange turns. On this point, all Hindu scriptures are in favor of Shankaracharya. If the politicians who are trying the entry of Harijans in the Hindu temples, they should burn all Hindu scriptures. But everybody's concern is vote. Nobody is concerned with the untouchables, the Harijans. Are there entry in the temple? The question is that they should remain part of the Hindu society. And their number is 25 crores. They are 1/4 of Hindu society. Even a man like Mahatma Gandhi was against to give Harijans a separate vote so they can have a certain independence from centuries of slavery. My own understanding is that in the first place, no Harijan should enter in any Hindu temple. He should avoid Hindu temples, scriptures, these so-called Shankaracharyas. He should simply declare himself independent of Hindus. They are enough, 25 crores. They can rule over the country. But even political parties want them to remain Hindus because they are the strength. They are willing even to condemn Shankaracharya, who is right as far as Hindu tradition is concerned. He is perfectly right because for 5,000 years no Harijan has ever entered into any Hindu temple. But they are suddenly against Shankaracharya because he is creating trouble. If these Harijans separate themselves from the Hindu fold, the whole destiny of the nation will be different. But they are poor, uneducated. They have not been allowed any education. They have not been allowed any other job that they have been not doing traditionally. The lowest job cleaning people's toilets, making soup, butchering animals, they cannot move into another profession. But even Mahatma Gandhi was afraid. And I don't know why people go on calling him Mahatma. The word means the great soul. But the soul was not very great. It was absolutely political, diplomatic. He fasted for 21 days against Harijans getting a separate vote. The separate vote was symbolic only, that would have created a strength of Harijans on their own. They don't have to become Christians, they don't have to become Mohammedans, they don't have to become Buddhists. Nobody needs religion. Everybody needs one's individuality, one's awareness. And this is a good chance for Harijans. But such is the foolishness that for centuries they have been pushed back from the temples, burnt alive if found reading scriptures. Still they go on clinging and asking to enter into Hindu temples. There is no need for anybody to enter any temple, any synagogue, any church, any mosque. This whole universe is your temple. And your being is the only scripture you have to read. This I am saying because Hindu chauvinists are trying to force Harijans to enter the temple. More orthodox Hindus are trying to prevent them. The whole thing is so stupid. The Harijans should simply deny to enter into any Hindu temple or any Mohammedan mosque or any church. You are enough unto yourself. If I don't need any religion, if I don't need any temple, if I don't need any scripture, if I am sufficient unto myself, why you cannot be? But it seems the slave makers are as much responsible for slavery as the slaves themselves. The slaves want to be slaves. They want to be dependent. They are afraid that without the priesthood, what will happen to their spiritual growth. Without the temples, what will happen to their spiritual growth? I say to everyone, spiritual growth is an individual affair. It needs no organization. It needs no special place. It needs only to enter into your own space. A non-Buddhist presented Hozen with a screen that had a picture painted on it. When he had finished looking at it, Hozen said, "Did you paint this with your hands or your mind?" I have to remind you one thing. Buddhists write mind with a small m. When they mean your mind, and when they want to mean the universal mind, they write the mind with a capital M. In this question, Hozen has asked about a small M mind. The artist answered with my mind, a small M. Hozen said, "What is this mind of yours?" The artist had no answer. Poor artist. A very ordinary artist facing a great master. Who knows nothing of the intricacies and the workings of the mind, what to say about the no mind? And if a picture comes from your this mind, it is going to be just a reflection of your craziness, insanity. Unless you know the no mind, unless you know the space beyond mind, your painting, your poetry, your music cannot be same. We are living on an insane planet. Just after the Second World War, up to today, without any great war happening, 17 million people have been killed in a small war, of which nobody takes note. Is something basically wrong with the mind? It is violent, it is murderous, It is suicidal. It gives you misery, suffering, agony, anguish, and still you go on clinging with it. This has to be remembered by my people, that unless your art, your creation comes out of your meditation, it has no value at all. But out of meditation, out of silence, every song becomes Solomon's song, and every picture represents, as a mirror will represent, a Buddha. Before you create anything, uncreate your mind. The artist was really very poor. I want you to be really rich, and there is only one richness, and that richness is hidden deep, very deep in you. It is beyond the reach of your thought, of your reason. It is available only to those who can be utterly silent. Once you have got it, the very kingdom of God is yours. Then whatever comes out of it has a beauty, a blissfulness, an ecstasy. Basso wrote, "The beginning of all art is song. When planting a rice field in the country's inmost part, it does not matter what you are doing. What matters is the inner space silent. Then even planting seeds in a field, you yourself become a song. You yourself become a dance." Basso also wrote, "All who have achieved real excellence in any art possess one thing in common, that is, a mind to obey nature, to be one with nature throughout the four seasons of the year. Whatever such a mind sees is a flower, and whatever such a mind dreams of is the moon. It is only a barbarous mind that sees other than the flower, merely an animal mind that dreams of other than the moon. Our so-called mind is almost 4 million years old. It has passed through very dark nights when there was no fire, no clothes, no houses, It has lived for millions of years in constant danger. That has made it aggressive, afraid, defensive, always being afraid of the dark night, of the wild animals, the mind carries those 4 million years of darkness here of death. Hence it is afraid, although the situation has changed. Now there are no wild animals except you. But the mind knows nothing of the present. It carries only the past. If you want to know the universe and its mystery, you have to take a jump out of the mind. Satanku wrote, mind set free in the dharma realm, I sit at the moon-filled window, watching the mountains with my ears, hearing the stream with my open eyes. Each molecule preaches perfect law. Each moment chants true sutra. The most fleeting thought is timeless. A single hair is enough to stir the sea. And Goswami wrote, with no mind I have enjoyed my estate. With mind I return to sow my homeland. Whether in mind or not, I am content en route to heaven. These people are talking about things which cannot be said, but out of compassion they are trying to make all kinds of effort to indicate to you your very being. That is your freedom. Otherwise, everybody is a prisoner. When I was imprisoned in America, the sheriff of the jail fell in love with me. He said to me, do you feel humiliated because your hands are cuffed, your feet have changed, your waist has changed, do you feel humiliated? I said, everybody is a prisoner. Just these handcuffs and these chains, don't make any difference. You are also a prisoner. Your chains are invisible. He was a little puzzled, old man, but very intelligent. He said, "I don't understand." I said, "You will have to meditate to see the point that your body is your prison, your mind is nothing but your chains, and I am not humiliated these handcuffs and these chains that you have put on me simply so. The reality of everyone exposed, as far as I am concerned, I am free. No chains, no handcuffs, no prison cell can prevent me. I can move out, open my wings and be in the eternal. It does not matter . He was very respectful. He used to come to see me almost 6 times a day. And he asked me, "What you go on doing?" Because even though I am the sheriff, 700 prisoners are here, but you are a strange prisoner. You simply go on sitting. I said, "It is such a rare opportunity not to move, not to do anything, not to remember when it is 7 o'clock and I have to go to my people absolutely free." "I have never been so free." He said, "You are strange, but the whole staff has fallen in love with you. The moment I left that jail," he said, "I know you have to go from here, but deep down, nobody of my staff or the prisoners want you to leave. Why you can't stay here? Just 3 days and the whole climate of my jail has changed." I said, "I would love to be here, but my people are waiting. But next time when I decide to have another case, I will directly come to North Carolina in America." He said, "You are always welcome." whether you are arrested or not, whether any court wants you to be in the jail or not, as far as I am concerned, my doors are open. There is only one freedom, the freedom to be. There is only one life, and that is hidden within you. The moment you touch it, you have moved beyond the world. You have heard the celestial song. And a dance that continues from eternity to eternity. Manisha has asked, "Beloved Bhagwan, it feels to me as if this discourse series has been more like a class in sculpting or painting, because you have invited us to help to create each evening, to weave the silk of silence, to dance with death and awaken again, each of us a masterpiece." Manisha, your question is not a question, but only a statement of the truth. Before we enter this moment, I think a cup of coffee would not be Sardarji is being very happy. This time he is sitting just nearby. Basically he belongs where the bamboos are. Just a turban bamboo. Ronald Reagan takes Margaret Thatcher and pokes the Pollock out to lunch. They go to President Reagan's favorite family restaurant, the Buns and Breast Chicken House. After drinking a little too much wine with lunch, the slightly tipsy trio order coffee. As it is being served, Ronald Reagan leans over to Margaret Thatcher's ear. With a devilish grin, he slurs, "In America, we say, pass the honey, honey." The Prime Minister smiles and bats her eyelashes, then strokes poke the Pollock's fingers sensuously, tasteless. In England we say, pass the sugar, sugar. Then she says, what do you say? Where you come from? Hopsy, whopsy. So the pollock smiles and straightening his collar gives Margaret his best Valentino eye. Then in a low voice he says, pass the tea bag. The phone rings at the Camp David Motor Pole Private. Leroy Jackson answers it. Where is that limousine that was ordered half an hour ago? It screams a voice at the other end. Why is it taking so long? Ah, you mean the limo for old Colonel Pat S? Replies Leroy. What did you say? Cries the other voice. Who is calling? Says Leera sheepishly. You don't know? This is Colonel Hawkbush. And who are you? Demands the Colonel. You don't know? Says Leera, well then, bye, bye. The Bishop of Mississippi and his wife are owners of a magnificent parrot. But the parrot is a great embarrassment to the bishop because of its very unreligious language. However, his wife is devoted to the word and will not get rid of it because of its great intelligence. One day they are playing host to a new black preacher visiting from Chicago. The local people are not happy about having a black man preach in their church, but the bishop is doing everything he can be to be polite. After the services, the bishop and his wife are having coffee and a snack with the preacher in their home. The black man sees the parrot in the corner and is impressed by its beautiful feathers, says something to him, urges the bishop's wife, and he will give you a reply. So the preacher walks over with a little piece of food and says, Poli, wanna cracker? The parrot eyes the black man suspiciously and then shrieks, nigger, want a watermelon? Now, Rupesh, give the first beat of the drum and everybody goes absolutely great. No movement. Just be in. This is it, your very being. Your eternity. Your freedom. From our limitation. This silent space is what makes you a Buddha. In this moment, I am surrounded by thousands of Buddhas. To be a Buddha is your birthright. That is the quantum leap from mind to no mind. Mind makes you just an old, ancient animal. And no mind brings a new universe. Persian blessings, thousands of roses, blossom in this sphere. Now to make it deeper, rupees give the drum a good beat and everybody dies. Die totally. Let the body breathe. Don't bother. You just go on digging deeper and deeper within yourself. There somewhere is the door of the kingdom of God. So close. That it is unbelievable how one can forget it. Once you have got a taste of it, keep it. Whatever you do, just as an undercurrent, let this silence remain dancing. Come back to life. Be a sitting Buddha. But keep the test and the connection. Never for a single moment forget. Your divineness. Okay, Manisha.
Yes, Bhagwan.
Can we celebrate the resurrection of so many Buddhas?
Yes.